名字，宣告主的名字，宣告你的名字哈。
但是我不知道要怎么讲，后来在仰望主，结果就今天的，今天我给你们的那个分享哈，你拿一下。因为这个题目非常的重要，我觉得，我想我就在这个阶段最后一天跟大家分享这个。我们看一下，求真理的圣灵，让我们非常清楚他的真理。因为如果我们明白真理，信从真理，我们就会得生命，就得活。
So today we're going to focus on a very important topic, and may the Holy Spirit give us wisdom and to understand the truth, and allow us to live out the truth.
Okay, 我们来读这一节《约翰福音》第一章十七节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17.
这是施洗约翰讲的，做的见证。
And this is a testimony from John the Baptist.
好，我们一起读。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
我们昨天读一句话，读说诗篇四十七篇第四节说，神为我们选择的产业是他所爱之雅各的荣耀。
And last night, we read from Psalms chapter 47, verse 4, which talks about how the inheritance of Jacob, it says, He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loved.
我们来看一下，这个荣耀我们怎么得着？我们来看一下希伯来书第三章。
And how do we receive this glory? Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章
Chapter
3. 这边讲到两位，耶稣比摩西更尊荣。
And here it talks about two individuals and how Jesus is greater than Moses.
他们两位都是忠心的神的仆人。
Both of them are faithful servants to God.
摩西，我们看第三节，对不起，第五节，摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Verse 5, it speaks of Moses, and says that Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
将来必传说的事就是新约的事。
And what is to be testified in the future is what is written in the New Testament.
那第六节说，但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And in verse 6 it says, But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope to which we boast.
如果我们是神的家，那神就住在我们里面，对不对？
And if we are God's house, then God dwells in us, right?
神就是荣耀自己。
And so God is glorifying Himself.
所以我们若要得到神的荣耀，我们必须要成为神的家。
And if we want to receive God's glory, then we have to become God's house.
那我们要成为神的家，我们必须要让基督来治理。
And if we want to become God's house, we need Christ to come and reign in us.
那基督有另外一个名字，在启示录告诉我们，他有很多名字，其中一个名字是神的道。
And you know, Christ has many names, but one of them is that he is the way.
事实上，在约翰福音第一章就讲，太初有道，道就是神。
And truthfully, also in John, it begins by saying that that God was a word, and the word became flesh.
他说，生命在他里头。
It says that life is within him.
这生命就是人的光。
And that this life is the light of the world.
我们需要有生命，我们需要有光。
So we need life and we need light.
不然我们就是死人了，对不对？
Or else we are just dead people.
约翰福音第一章十四节说，道成的肉身来到人间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And in verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says that the Word became flesh, and that He is also the glory and grace and truth.
他说住在我们中间，那个英文就是 tabernacle， 在我们当中，好像他在我们当中支搭帐幕。
And that this Word, you know, He's among us just like he was in the tabernacle.
让我们住在其中，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And that he dwells among us so that we can be full of grace and truth.
所以，一方面我们被他治理，他就来到我们里面。
So in one aspect, he is reigning over us, and so that he can come into our lives.
一方面，他支搭帐幕。用他的同在吸引我们来住进他的里面。
And from another aspect, he builds this tabernacle that draws us to him to dwell with him.
摩西说：“主啊，世世代代你做我们的居所。”
And Moses says that generation to generation that God has been their dwelling place.
这整个美丽的世界都是神所创造的。
And that this beautiful worldIs created by God.
神不仅创造他们，神也无所不在，在这个地方。
And not only did God create this world, but God is everywhere in this world.
那更宝贵的是一个灵魂的天堂，就是有耶稣同在的一个灵界。
But what is more precious is the heaven in which.There is the presence of Jesus.
是神为我们预备的。
And that is a place that God has prepared for us.
所以最后，主耶稣在离开世界的时候，他的一个大祭司的祷告。
So before Jesus left the world, this world, he had a prayer.
他说，我在你里面，你在我里面，我们也在他们里面，好像都是谁在谁里面，就是天人合一。
And so Jesus was praying and saying that the Father is in him and he's also in the Father, but he's also within us. So the Father dwells within all of us.
那最后神要的就是我们跟神合为一。我们大家都在基督里，基督也在我们里面，我们都跟他合为一，我们大家也合为一。
And so really what we're working towards is to be one with Christ, to be one with the Father, but also one with each other.
那神要成就这么伟大的事。
And for God to accomplish this great thing,
以弗所书是讲关于教会的事。
Ephesians talks about, you know, things related to the church.
他就讲到说，这样的智慧，神最后要很丰富的智慧，要叫天上地上的都知道神的。我们看一下哈，对不起，我刚刚都是平。OK， 第一章哈，第一章第十节。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10.
It
says to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things to, in heaven and in, on earth together under one head, even Christ.
第八节说, 我们能够进入这个恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明
And that we're able to do this because he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
好, 那我们现在从, 这是太大的, 神要让我们有限的脑袋可以明白。
So what God wants to accomplish is so great that's it can be hard for our limited minds to understand.
神是最好的教师。
But God is the best teacher.
他就开始预备一些事件，预备一些人。
He's been preparing, you know, situations. He's been preparing people.
让这些人在这个事件当中，照他所说的去进行一些事。
To allow these people to do His will on what He wants in those situations.
然后把我们这一些悟性有限的世人。
To help those of us who lack the understanding to be able to be led into the truth. So that we know how to walk with God. And so Moses is God's vessel.
他非常的忠心,
he was very faithful.
他很有地上的人的聪明智慧。
And he also had, you know, earthly, you know, wisdom and understanding.
可是神不是让他用他地上的聪明智慧。
But God didn't allow him to use his own wisdom, understanding.
而是借着神给他的启示跟智慧的灵来帮助他做神要他做的。
But to be led by, you know, God's, you know, revelations and wisdom to do what God wants.
所以我们要留意听摩西的话。
So we should pay attention to what Moses said.
当他在生命记里边，他快要离开世界的时候。
In Numbers, before he was to leave this world.
生命记，那就是Deuteronomy。 在第32章的47节，他讲这样了一句话。
In chapter 32, verse 27.
他说，我跟你们讲的话，不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命。
Wait, which chapter?
47.
Oh, verse 47. He says,
47, 他说他讲的话,
verse 47, it says, they are,
32章, 47节,
they are not just idle words for you, they are your life. By them you will have, you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
Yeah, 所以这是很重要的事。 我们来看为什么犹太人他们蒙神祝福, 某一些因素也是这样。 我们看一下生命记第四章。
And so let's also turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第二节,
verse 2.
以色列人啊, 现在我所教训你们的律例典章, 你们要听从遵行, 好叫你们存活, 得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神, 所赐给你们的地, 承受为业。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
Verse 1.
Okay, it says, Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.
第二节, 所吩咐你们的话, 你们不可加添, 也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。
In verse 2 it says, Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you.
这处圣经，我们知道旧约摩西讲的一些话，很多就是一个蕴含的真理。
We know that a lot of the words that Moses wrote in the Old Testament have a lot of truth.
从他的话里边，有时候我们会得到在新约里边一些生命的启示。
And from those words, we gain some revelations when we read through the New Testament.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章，主耶稣这样讲。
And in chapter 12, Jesus speaks.
49节，他说：“我没有凭着自己讲。”唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么，讲什么。
And Jesus says in verse 49, For I did not speak on my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it.
我也知道他的命令就是永生。
I know that his command leads to eternal life.
故此，我所讲的话，正是照着父对我所说的。
So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say.
他这边讲到说，他这边讲到说，我没有凭着自己讲，我所讲的正是照着父对我所说的。
And so Jesus is saying that he's not speaking on his own, but that he's speaking everything the Father has told him to say.
那个 Amplified Bible 对后面这句话讲说，他就是 in accordance with his 就是神的 exact instruction, 就是准确的。
And in the Amplified version of this scripture, the last part of this verse, it says that Jesus followed the exact instruction.
这个对照刚刚摩西讲的，我给你们的话，不要加添，也不要删减。
And so this verse is connected back to what we just read in Deuteronomy when God says not to add or subtract from His words.
摩西从神领受的话，然后就这样传给以色列民。
And the words that Moses received from God, he told the Israelites.
他说如果你们谨守遵行，你们就可以存活。
And Moses said that if they follow in accordance to God's laws, then they will live.
神要把们带进他应许你们祖先的地。
And that God will lead them into the land that God promised them to possess.
我们知道迦南美地就是应许流奶与蜜之地，就是应许很棒的，就是现今的荣耀。
And we know that the land that they were entering was Canaan, and the land that was flowing with milk and honey. And you know, it was to be like a glorious place to be.
Yeah, 我们再来看罗马书第十章第四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
我们慢慢要讲进律法跟恩典这两者之间的关系哈。罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10, verse 4.
第四节。
And we're going to be discussing the relationship between grace and law.
律法的总结就是基督使凡信他的都得着义。
Verse 4 says, Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
律法的总结，那个 the end of the law, 就是这个律法那个目的地。意思就是说，律法要把人带向基督，还有律法的目的 是在基督里面得到成全。
So what this verse means when it says that Christ is the end of the law, what this means is that the law was designed to lead us to Christ, but also that we can only fulfill the law through Christ.
所以凡信从他的都可以得着义，这个义就是基督自己。
And so that only those who believe in Christ can receive the righteousness, and this righteousness is also Christ.
耶稣有一个名字，耶和华我们的义，对不对？
And you know, God also has another name, and that He is our righteousness.
好，那我们看为什么需要先有律法？加拉太书第三章。
So why do we need the law? Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
It says, but the scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised being given through the faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
这个罗马书有 两处圣经把这个讲得很清楚。我们看第一个，我们看罗马书第五章。
There are two scriptures in Romans that explain this very clearly. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
从十二节到十四节。
From verse 12 to 14.
我们一起来读好吗
？Let us read it together.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人。因为众人都犯了罪，没有律法之先，罪已经在世上；但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
Says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come.
我们生下来还没有做什么事，我们就有罪在里面。
When we were born, before we even done anything, we have sin within us.
我们跟人家传福音，讲到这个人就说：“那上帝有什么好怪我们的？”
And when we preach the gospel and we talk about this, some people say, "Well, then, you know, why can God blame us?"
这是人类的故事，是生命的事实。
And this is the story of man, and this is history.
所以上帝没有怪我们。
God is not blaming us.
但是上帝给我们一个救法，可以离开这种光景。
But God is giving us a solution to be able to be set free.
就像我们去搭船，结果发生船难了。好。
It's just like if we go.You know, on a boat, and if an accident occurs.
啊，你说，我真倒霉，也不是我的错，为什么我要在这种濒临死亡的这个船难里面？
And you know, some people might say, you know, like, hey, I feel, like I made the wrong decision, you know, putting myself in this bad situation.
但是如果有人来救你，你接不接受他的救拯救？
But if you're in that life or death situation and someone came to save you, wouldn't you take it?
如果那个人说，你怎么做怎么做，你就可以得救。你说我不喜欢这个这样的做法。
And if this person told you that, hey, you need to do this and that to be saved, but you didn't, you said that you don't like.The way to be saved.
可能你就没有办法得救了。
Then maybe you might not be able to be saved.
所以 所以我们没有什么好抱怨的。我主耶稣感谢你，让我知道十字架就是一个桥梁。
So we don't have anything good to complain about. But you know, for us, we know that, that God gave us the cross. The cross is, you know, is a bridge. It's a way to save us.
如果不是这个十字架，我们没有办法跟神相遇。
And if it's not for this cross, we would not be able to have that relationship with God.
罗马书第五章这边讲到说，还没有。罪虽然不算为罪。
In Romans 5, it's telling us that
没有律法以先， yep. 罪已经在世上，罪没有律法，罪也不算罪。
That before there was a law, you know, sin was in the world, but if there is no law, then sin isn't taken into account.
可能那个时候在人的一个想法里边。不了解罪是怎么一回事。
And perhaps this was to help us understand, you know, for as people when we don't understand the concept of sin.
就像我们现在，即使有些基督徒，他违背了神的律法，就是罪的，他也不认识为人，他也不认为那是罪。
And just like some of us Christians, you know, we might stray away from God's law, but we don't even recognize that that is sin.
但是因着罪，众人就死了，死就做了王。
But because of sin, you know, there was death.
死就是跟神隔绝，因为神是生命的本体，就是跟神隔绝。
And death is that separation from God because God is life.
神是生命跟一切真实祝福的源头，你跟他隔绝。你就没有办法得到那个真实的生命，还有随之而来不会叫我们忧虑的祝福。
So, and we know that God is the source, of all life and also all blessings. So, if we are not connected to Him, then you know we don't have access to that.
Yeah. 所以我们。我每一次想到这些，我就越来越敬畏神，越来越说神啊，求你让我里面真实的明白什么是你的路，你的路最美好。
And so whenever I think about these things, you know, I revere God even more. And so I always ask God to help me understand, the way that you have.To understand a bit more.
我以前早期的时候会跟我先生 argue， 因为他也在寻求真理，我也在寻求，见解不一样，有时候会 argue.
So early on, you know, I used to, you know, get into arguments with my husband because both of us were pursuing the truth, but we would argue over.
因为我们有各同从各同不同的角度，可能有不同的看法。
Because we came from different, you know, perspectives.
我越来越跟我先生说，我不要跟你 argue 了，因为可能我会错。
And over time, I started telling my husband that I don't want to argue over this because maybe I'm wrong.
我呢，我现在要学习当一个帮手，一直为你祷告，让你不要错。然后我就顺服你。
For me, it's I said to be a helper and to pray so that you don't misinterpret it and that that we will go in the right direction.
你知道，当一个指导者，如果把人误导了，那个就是给人带来灾祸。
And you know, if you are a leader and you lead people astray, then the disaster is grave.
我曾经有一个辅导，他发现他把我误导了，吓坏了，赶快来跟我道歉。
And one time there was someone who misled me on something, and this person was, you know, really, really afraid about it, and so this person came to me to apologize.
早期我从一桩事情里边看到这个带领错误的可怕。
And I've seen, you know, how scary it can be when someone misleads others.
我们乡下的宣教士讲一句话。
And in the countryside, you know, we have a saying.
他是英国人。
There's someone from England.
他说 ,to be led is more safer than to lead.
And the saying is that is to be led is safer than to lead.
你被引导，如果我们因着顺服，那神不会太苛责我们。可是领导把人领导错了，那更危险。
So if you're being led and you are led astray, then God might, you know, punishment from God is not as great as if you're the one leading others astray.
我刚结婚不久，我婆婆非常疼我。
When I first got married in those early days, my mother-in-law
loved me very much. 她总要送我东西。
She wanted to, you know, send gifts for me.
好像要表达她的爱。
To show her love.
我说妈妈，我什么都不需要。
And I told her that I don't need anything.
后来有一天呢，我们发现需要钢琴。因为有人要教我弹钢琴，我需要钢琴。
And then one day I realized that I need a piano because someone wanted to teach me.
那个大卫牧师就跟他妈妈说：“哎，妈，你不是要送春娇东西吗？他现在需要钢琴。
”And so my husband told my mother-in-law, like, "Hey, didn't you want to give something to your daughter-in-law all this time? Well, right now she needs a piano."
所以我婆婆就给我们一笔钱。去买一台钢琴。
So my mother-in-law gave us, you know, some money to buy this piano.
那，我们那个时候过清新生活，我们都是非常小心的花用的。
And in those days, you know, we were very focused on living our life, you know, through faith, and so we were very careful with how we spent our money.
所以那个时候，虽然我们是好像是乌鸦叼饼。或者是人家或者人家说鸡不生蛋鸟不拉屎的地方，可是我们从来没有缺乏过。
So even then, you know, we were, you know, living very frugally, but despite those conditions, you know, we were not lacking.
所以我们要买这个钢琴的时候，我们就说哦，我们要小心，好好的用这一笔钱。
So when we were thinking about buying this piano, you know, we decided that we need to be, you know, very careful of how we use this money.
就我们就去介绍，就我们就要去跟一个人买一台琴。
So we met someone to buy a piano.
就在跟这个人打交道的里面，我发现一件事，他是一个基督徒，聚会所的基督徒。
And when we were in those conversations, I found out that this individual was a Christian.
他是一个家主，他们家的企业。
And that this was their family business.
那我就看着他跟他太太好像聚会所是姐妹要顺服先生的，强调姐妹要顺服先生。
And his wife, was.
She obeyed his husband, her husband.
She was one who obeyed her husband.
所以有时候我看到太太好像讲什么话，想要讲什么话，可是好像又收回去了。
And so I noticed that often she wanted to say something, but she would hold back.
那我们几次跟他们打交道以后，我后来发现一件事，他的先生有一次讲一句话。
And in our conversations, one time I noticed and her husband said something.
啊，我这些年不是跑医院，就是跑法院。
He said that all of these years, you know, I was either, you know, working at the law, or working at the hospital.
那你听着，你觉得他蒙祝福吗？不是蒙祝福。
好。 He often had to, you know, go to court or go to the hospital, and so the truth is, did he, was he blessed?
那他太太不是很顺服他吗？为什么家不蒙祝福？
And then, his wife, you know, obey him, but why didn't their household, receive blessings?
那是不是这个先生有问题？
So, you know, what if it's the husband who has a problem?
感谢主，引导我们的是真理的圣灵，是耶稣基督的灵。
So thank God that the one who leads us is the Spirit of Truth and Revelation. It's Christ who leads us.
以色列人当时可以出埃及，是有一个忠心于神。领受神话语差遣的摩西。
The reason that the Israelites were able to flee from Egypt was because they were led by a faithful servant who listened to God.
所以，拯救的就来了，供应就来了，祝福就来了。
So salvation came, the provisions of God came, and God's blessings came upon them.
那些不信从摩西的。违抗他的，就有的就遭灭亡或蒙咒诅，倒闭在旷野。
And those who did not listen to Moses or did not believe what he said, you know, they were, you know, cursed or they died in the desert.
所以，住在我们每个人的里面。
So sin is within all of us.
主耶稣基督十字架的救恩就是要对付我们这个问题。
And the salvation of Jesus Christ addresses this exact problem.
不仅原谅我们的过犯，因为他替我们还罪债，赦免我们的过犯。
And not only did he forgive us of our sins by paying for the debt of our sins.
他除掉的罪不只是除掉我们过去所犯的过犯，甚至灭绝我们的罪身。
So he not only got rid of our sins, but he got rid of our sinful nature.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道，除了我们的过犯，耶稣饶恕我们，我们还可以有 second chance 再来活。我们里面还有一个 sinful nature.
But brothers and sisters, you know, even though we know that we have this second chance, to live again, to have this new life, there still remains.A sinful nature within us.
所以我们唱诗歌唱说，先神解决我们双重的罪，一个就是已犯的过犯，另外一个就是灭绝我们的罪身，他这样子的来除掉罪。
So that's why when we sing the hymns, you know, we sing to God and ask Him to not only rid us of our sins, but also our sinful nature.
如果我们过犯被他涂抹了，如果我们这个有罪性的这个肉体行割礼了，我们就会被带进与他实在的同在里。
And if our transgressions have been covered, and if we circumcise our human nature, then God will be able to lead us into His presence.
所以我们来看罗马书第五章。
So let's look at Romans chapter 5.
15节
Verse 15.
他这边讲说，过犯不如恩赐。
It says that
过犯不如恩赐。Just a short sentence.
That the gift...Is not like the trespass.
No, no, no.
Is that the verse?
过犯不如恩赐 Give is better than or、
yeah.
is more than transgressions. Okay. 为什么？因为过犯是一个人犯错，众人就都死了。可是这个恩赐是什么？是从许多的过犯里面，神的恩典临到是叫人从许多的过犯里面。
And the reason why, you know, God's gift is greater than a trespass is because when one man sinned, everyone sinned. Even though there was so much sin through one person, through the grace of Jesus Christ, all of us were able to receive that.
所以十七节呢，我觉得这是一个好棒的一句话，我们应该把它背下来。
So that's why it says this in verse 17.
我们一起来朗读好不好？十七节。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
It says, for if by the trespass of one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ?
受洪恩又蒙所赐之义，就是从许多的神的恩典浩大到一个地步，把我们的过犯全部都除去，把我们的罪身都灭绝，然后呢，我们就承受他的义，我们就可以跟他，让他活，就跟他一同在生命中作王。
And so this last part of the verse is talking about how God's abundant provision of grace, it's this provision of grace and his abundance that wipes away all of our sins, and that his gift of righteousness is even given to us so it reigns in us, so it can lead us to be able to live with him and to reign with him.
神最终的目的是要我们跟他在生命中一同作王。
And so God's purpose is for us to be able to live with him and to reign with him as
这是人类受造的目的，对不对？
And this is why we were created, isn't it?
但是魔鬼骗了我们的祖宗以后，魔鬼就在这个世界作王。
But when the devil deceived our ancestors, the devil was able to reign on this earth.
耶稣在十字架上的救恩就是审判这个世界，这个世界的王受审判。
And when Jesus died on that cross, he was placing a judgment on this realm, on this earth, and placing judgment against the one who reigns on this earth.
他要把这个魔鬼从这个世界赶出去。
And he's coming to get rid of the devil.
我们信他的人，魔鬼就可以从我们的生命中，他的影对我们的影响力就从我们的生命中被赶出去。
And through this death, you know, for those who believe in Jesus, we're able to get rid of the influence of the devil.
这是非常大的神迹。
And this is a great miracle.
好，因为时间关系，我们不能多说哈。我们再来看有关于律法。
So let us continue to read about the law.
神借着眼睛看得见的事物来跟我们启示他的真理。
And God uses the things that we can see in this world to give us revelation into his truth.
借着律法，就是以文守节的这个规矩，摩西按着山上的样式，也就是天上的样式造会幕，那昭告以色列人。
We can understand this through when we talk about Moses and how when he set up the tabernacle, he was doing it in accordance to the pattern that God showed him.
他告诉以色列人什么事。
And what did he tell the Israelites?
也就是要他要向世人启示的。
And God is telling them the things that he wants to reveal to them.
神叫人罪得赦免，蒙救赎的恩典是怎么临到世人的。
So how does this salvation that God has proclaimed for us, how do we receive it as people?
我们知道恩典物。五这个数字代表恩典。
We know that the number five is symbolic of grace.
我在想是不是，我不知道对不对啊，我没有读过神学，我不知道。那这个五是恩典，因为 神给我们恩典的开始，最重点、最根基的就是祭坛、洗濯棚。然后呢，进入圣所里边有橙色饼的桌子，有金灯台，有金香坛。对不起，这个印没有印到哈，金香坛。
We do know that in the tabernacle, there are five things. First is the
altar, sacrifice altar.
And then there's the wash basin. And we also know there is the lampstand, the altar of incense, and the
金香炉。
That's the incense.
Yeah.
What's the other one? I'm missing one.
金香炉、金灯台、金香炉。对不起，这个弄掉。
Yeah, I got that one. What's this one?
金香炉、橙色饼桌。
Oh yeah. Okay.
橙色饼怎么讲？
The consecrated bread.
Yeah. 然后呢，就来到那个幔子，对不对？幔子后面就是至圣所。
And then there's the curtain, in which behind it is the holiest of holies.
这个至圣所就是上帝要跟他的子民相会、讲话的地方。
And in the holiest of holies, this is where God has communion with man and talks with people.
你需要经过祭坛、洗濯棚，然后在这至圣所里面、圣所里面，然后来到他们就在这个幔子前面的香炉跟神祷告。
So you have to pass through the outer courts and through all of the altars and the wash basin and get into the inner court where the people come before God outside of the curtain with the incense praying to God.
一年一次只有一个大祭司可以进去到至圣所。
And every year, only one time can the high priest enter the most holy place.
耶稣基督来了以后，他死的时候，幔子从上到下裂为两半。
But when Jesus came and when he died on the cross, that curtain was split in half.
幔子裂开，人人都可以靠着神的恩典进入。
And when that curtain was torn in half, what that meant was that we as people can rely on God's grace to be able to come.To him.
所以他就说，神借着又新又活的路，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。靠着他的血，为我们开了一条又新又活的路，可以让我们去到神面前。
So this is why the Bible tells us that Jesus came and through His blood He gave us this new and living way to be able to enter into God's presence.
那这件事耶稣来已经成了。
And this thing that God, Jesus did is already accomplished.
每一个人都可以进到神面前。
So each and every one of us can come before God.
所以不需要再行礼如仪再去，耶稣就是救赎的祭牲，好，不需要再去放一只羊或怎么样。耶稣就是那个真正的神的羔羊。
So we don't have to go through all the sacrificial and ceremonial traditions anymore because Jesus.Fulfilled all of those, and through Jesus, we can, because He is the Lamb, we can come to God.
Because of time's constraints, I'm going to read the next one. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse
9. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9,
这个第六节到第十节哈，讲了以后，讲到最后，他讲一句话。第十节，这些事命定到振兴的时候为止。
So this is there's verse 6 to 10, but we'll look at what it says at the end of verse 10. It says that all of those ceremonial washings, those things, and those external regulations only apply until the time of the new order.
我非常喜欢读十一节到 14节，我们一起来读好不好？
But let's also read together verse 11 to 14.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place, once for all, by his own blood.
好，十三、十四，我们再继续读。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫成圣身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
The blood of goats and bulls and cat and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonial and clean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God?
我觉得这段话我们可以默想，来让我们知道神的救恩是多么的可以帮助我们从我们所有的软弱、所有的过犯里边救出来。
So I hope we can meditate on these words so we can think about how great God's salvation is and how His salvation is able to redeem us and to save us from our sins and our weaknesses.
我们看二十四节。
Let us look at verse 24.
我们也来读二十四节。因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
It says, For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence.
28节。
And verse 28.
像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
希伯来书第七章二十五节。
Let's also look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse.
凡靠着他就是基督哈，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Says now, it says, therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
Yeah, 那所以呢，我们不需要再去行礼如仪哈。哥罗西书第二章也讲到这一方面的事。哥罗西书第二章。
Let's also read about this in Colossians chapter 2.
Verse 16 and 17. 那形体却是基督。
This verse follows the discussion of how Christ fulfilled the law, and it says, Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
Reality 是借着耶稣基督来的。
And so this reality can only happen through Christ.
所以呢，第十九节说，我们只要他前面讲一些人负面的事，那我们就说十九节，我们只要持定人手，全身自然靠着他筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
In verse 19 it says that he has lost connection with the head from the whole body supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews grows as God causes it to grow.
所以不需要去守那些敬拜的礼仪，只要持定元首。
So we don't have to follow those ceremonies and traditions, we just have to hold on to God.
在以弗所书第四章十五节，我觉得这个话非常棒。以弗所书第四章十五节，你知道我们这些人被呼召，不是要一个一个肢体而已。生命如果只有一个肢体，那不是一个完整的人，对不对？一个身体有很多的肢体，互相为肢体。所以以弗所书第四章十五节。
So this is why I really like Ephesians chapter. 4 verse 15, because, you know, the body needs multiple parts.
15-16节
Verse 15 and 16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
因为时间关系，我们没有办法多加阐释。那你知道，以弗所书这边有讲到，我们可以用什么样的态度跟别人彼此相交接，维持合一的心。然后彼此帮助。
Ephesians also talks about how we can have unity among one with one another.
Okay, 那所以我们因着信从耶稣，我们可以相信接受耶稣基督，我们可以称义，信从他，我们就行义。以后神会转化我们这个人的生命。圣灵来会转化我们这个人的生命，使我们像他，那就是诚意。
By believing in Jesus, we're able to be made righteous, and by following him, we're able to do righteous deeds, and that we'll be able to continue to be made
to be transformed
to be like him.
To be his likeness, yeah.最后一个地方也很重要，马太福音第五章十七节，我快讲完了哈。马太福音第五章十七节，关于律法，耶稣亲自讲的话。
We'll look at Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
刚好是马太福音五章十七节，罗马书五章十七节，这两节都是很关键的经节哈。
This verse and also Romans chapter 5 verse 17 are both very important verses.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
罗马书第九章那边讲。
And in Romans chapter 9 it says,
第九章三十节
In chapter 9 verse 30,
本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，就是因信而得的义，但以色列人追求律法的义反得不着律法的义，这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚石上。
Verse 30-32 says, "What shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith. But Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness has not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone.
33节说，我在锡安放一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Verse 33 says, as it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stone that causes men to stumble.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不是凭着行为求，是因着信，深信接受他。我们需要有耶稣成为我们的生命力量，我们才有办法去行他的道。
So brothers and sisters, we are pursuing righteousness by faith and not by works. So that the Holy Spirit may give us power to accomplish his will.
加拉太书第五章十三节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13.
先到十五节。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。总要用爱心互相服侍。
Says you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
我们得自由是叫我们不犯罪的自由。
So we were set free, to be able to not indulge in sin.
是可以享受神的自由。
So we are able to enjoy God's freedom.
所以啊，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Because the entire law is summed up in a single command.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
And that command is to love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you'll be destroyed.
所以他就他就鼓励我们，说你们当顺着圣灵而行。
Paul encourages us here that we live by the Spirit.
他说，当我们顺着圣灵而行，就不在律法之下。这是十八节。
In verse 18 it says that, you know, if we're not under the law anymore, if we're being led by the Spirit.
不是被律法的规条掐住，而是就会结出圣灵的果子。22节到23节。
So it's not that we are constrained by the law, but that we are now bearing the fruit of the Spirit, which is referred to from verse 22 to 23.
二十三节他这边怎么样讲？最后一句话，这样的事没有律法禁止。
And when Paul speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you know, in the last part of verse 23 says, against such things there is no law.
所以这边是告诉我们说，我们是因着信在跟随。
So what this is telling us is that we are following based on faith.
顺着圣灵来行。
And that we are following the Holy Spirit,
结果就结出圣灵的果子。
To be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit,
就成全了神，就成全了律法的义。
So that we are able to fulfill the purpose of the law.
那犹太人他想要借着他的行为，他没有办法做到，因为他里面有一个叫他取死的肉体。
But for the Jewish people, they have been approaching it. By doing the works of the law.
当我们在遵行神话语的时候，
So when we are following God's words,
圣灵就借着圣灵就在我们生命中做工。
The Holy Spirit is doing work in us.
比如说，吴老牧师常说，靠主喜乐是致死老自己最有效的方法。
So there's a pastor who often says, who told us that to be joyful through God in God is the best way to put to death our sinful nature.
对不对？他以主为乐，神就致死我们的老自己。
And if we make God our joy, then we are putting to death our old self.
当我们常常赞美神，我们的 focus 都在神身上，常常赞美神。
And when we are praising God, you know, our focus is on God.
他就降临在我们的赞美里面。
Then God comes down, within our praise.
神的做法跟我们人的想法不一样。
And you know, God's ways are different than our ways.
所以是要凭着信心求，真实的信心一定有跟随。
So we need to pursue this through faith, but those of us with the true faith will follow through.
就一定会诚意。
And if we do, it will bear righteousness.
靠着行为就没办法。
But if we rely on our own works,
所以啊，加拉太书第五章。
So Galatians chapter 5.
第五章第五节。
Verse 5.
第六节。
And verse 6.
好，就是我们为自己，耶稣这样为我们相信，好，我们也要这样为别人相信。
So Christ has this faith in us. He believes in us. So we should have the same type of faith in others.
第五节说，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。
But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope.
原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心。才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
受割礼不受割礼，它这边是指在肉身上行的那个割礼。
When it talks about circumcision or uncircumcision, it's not talking about the physical.
Yeah, 因为举一个例子，那个加州的那个。那个加州不是有一个同性恋的，他不是有一个，他说他后来他怎么放下这个的，他去找一些甚至是教会的一些领袖谈话，他发现他被接纳。
So there was someone in California actually who was homosexual, but he came to a church and he was talking to the leaders of the church, and he felt that he was actually accepted.
他们没有拒绝他，不仅接纳，他们同情他。
So they actually welcomed him to their church.
他说他很幸运。
He felt like he was really, you know, lucky.
结果圣灵不晓得怎么做工，他就放弃了。
But his story was that through this process, the Holy Spirit worked in him, and he was able to let go.
我们求神继续在他生命中做工，让他最终可以信主。
And we're still praying for this brother that he may continue to be transformed and to believe in God.
摩西在申命记十八章十八节说，神跟我说，我再读这一句话就好了哈。生命记十八章十八节。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter
18
verse 18.
然后说，我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你，这是神对摩西说的哈。我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。谁不听他奉我名所说的话？我必讨谁的罪。
So God says this to Moses, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command. If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks on in my name, I myself will call him to account.
对，你看他这边讲的这一位，给他们兴起一位先知像你，这位先知就是耶稣基督。
And this prophet that is like youThat is Jesus Christ.
犹太人都知道，那先知就是指这一位。
And so all the Jewish people know that this prophet, they know it's talking.
所以他们曾经问自己，有人说：“哎，你是不是那先知？”
They're talking about the one, the Messiah who.
不，这里是指耶稣基督。
But here it's clearly referring to Jesus Christ.
好，我最后做一个结论。最近我们的那个不是大法官在听证会吗？那个 Brett Kavanaugh，
So I have some final words and remarks for our conclusion. You know that recently there have been some conversations.
他有一个很明显的一个, 他说, Ray Kavanaugh can't stop touching his pocket constitution. 他说看他这个人呢, 他身边就带着一个可以放在他口袋里的一个 constitution. 他说随时随地, 我就是忠于这个 constitution.
So there is.
你们都懂了哈, 那就不用翻译了，没关系。那神跟耶稣亚说，你要带领这些人进迦南美地去。
So when God told Joshua when he was bringing the people, the Israelites, into the Promised Land, that God said that the law should not leave their lips.
昼夜思想,
that they should meditate on it day and night.
谨守遵行,
and to follow closely.
当我们有耶稣基督在里面,
When we have Jesus Christ in us,
是我们的生命力量,
He is the strength for our life.
我们知道律法是属灵的, 是爱人如己的,
and we know that the law is actually spiritual. It is one that calls us to love others like ourselves.
你要知道我们是有力量可以行出来的,
and you have to know we have the ability, the power to do that.
不是靠我们自己,
but it's not to rely on ourselves, but rather it is Jesus within us
帮助我们遵行,
that helps us obey.
甘恩夫人讲一句话,
She said that if there is someone who really wants to do the will of God, heaven will send down a support to help this person.
所以好不好, 让我们, 神, 为我们相信, 我走到如今, 还要继续相, 为我相信, 继续帮助我, 我们也为别人相信, 让人可以继续往前走。
So let us remember, you know, God has this faith and belief in us, that he has led us to this point, and that he will also continue to help us as we walk into the future. So let us have the same attitude when we think of others.
那耶稣要领我们进荣耀里去, 耶稣就是神的道。
And because Jesus wants to lead us into that glory, he is the way.
所以不论困难多大, 神都可以帮助我们。
And so no matter how great the challenge may be, God can help us.
我们刚不是听到吗? 信靠他的必不羞愧。
And didn't we just read, you know, those who believe will not be dismayed.
只要我们肯遵他而行。
As long as we are willing to follow him.
Okay, 谈到这里。 Okay, thank you. 我们还是来唱一首歌好不好？就结束哈。我很喜欢唱的一首歌，152首，圣战诗选，152首。